Over 100 years ago, it was a destination all the top entertainers hit while touring the southwestern U.S. Today, it still draws plenty of crowds for lots of reasons. We go there on this edition of The American Countryside.
Does it ever seem like when you're looking for the right tool, you just can't find it? You've been looking for a better nitrogen solution for your corn crop. A nitrogen source that stays put and doesn't leach away. Now it's easy to find Pivot BioProven, the tiny nitrogen-producing microbes that tightly adhere to your corn's roots. These microbes take nitrogen from the air, convert it to ammonia, and apply it directly to each plant all season long. Pivot BioProven. Predictable. Productive. Weatherproof. Get the right tool. Get the new nitrogen. Get Pivot BioProven.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
It is a place that attracted all sorts of characters from all across the nation.
Well, it was built in 1881, and it was a combination of a saloon, a gambling hall, a house of ill fame, and a theater.
Cheryl Levere is describing the Birdcage Theater in Tombstone, Arizona. Although the town is today lightly populated, a century ago, it drew large crowds for its entertainment.
Tombstone was a huge silver boom town, and all the big vaudeville acts came through here. Eddie Foy, Lotta Crabtree, Lily Langtree, and Lillian Russell are some of the names that played on this stage.
While all kinds of entertaining went on upstairs, gambling took place below the stage, including one very famous poker game.
In the basement was where the West's longest and most famous poker game took place. The buy-in was $1,000. That's $30,000 today. It lasted 8 years, 5 months, and 3 days, and over $10 million changed hands. Luke Short, Bat Masterson, Diamond Jim Brady, Randolph Hearst, Adolph Bush, and Doc Holliday sat at that table.
It was a game that everyone wanted to be a part of.
There was a waiting list at times of up to 6 months, and they had a runner standing by. And he had a list of names, and when somebody bowed out of that game, they would tilt their chair forward. It was his job to run the streets and find that name to take their place.
In the late 1800s, the mines flooded and the population dwindled. Businesses left town.
Christmas Eve, 1889, they closed the Birdcage down. They hoped it would only be for a short while, but they covered everything with heavy dust cloths. They boarded up the windows and the doors with mining planks. It didn't open for 45 years.
But today, the Birdcage is open to visitors, and the place looks just as it did over 100 years ago. Traveling the countryside in Tombstone, Arizona, I'm Andrew McCrae.